this. Now, for this example here, which is 2-propanone, that is the active ingredient present in Q-Tex, or this particular form of Q-Tex. What's the common name for this one here? Acetone, yeah. Now you guys are going to have to be comfortable with the common names as well as the IUPAC names for simple molecules. So up here, propanol, that is the IUPAC name. We won't usually have a common name for that one to worry about, but what if it was a C2 version of the aldehyde? So if it was ethanol. Common name? So I'm saying it's CH3CHO. What about if it was an acid? If it was CH3COOH, what would you call that? Everybody scribble that on paper. Have a go. CH3COOH. Common name for that. Guarantee everybody knows it. It's a carboxylic acid, yeah? Which one? Yeah, I don't want IUPAC. I want common. No, you all know. I know this. Yeah, F what? No, I did not. But this one could be. What's this one? Acetic acid. See, you all knew it, yeah? Okay, now the acet group then is CH3C double bond O in this context, yeah? So for that case there, it's going to be acet aldehyde, which again you probably have heard of. No? Oh, now you have. There's another very simple functional group, sort of common naming system, which is form. Now form is, instead of having CH3CHO, if we just put HCHO, that would be the very simplest aldehyde, so the name would be methanol, but the common name is formaldehyde, and nobody ever says methanol, it's always formaldehyde. Yeah. Now in this building, all of the wallboard is full of formaldehyde. All these tables are full of formaldehyde. All the plastics full of formaldehyde at the start. Okay, they use it as something that helps build the properties of materials, and they degas formaldehyde. All of the snakes and specimens upstairs are all stored in formalin, which is formaldehyde in water. So these are quite common sort of compounds that are floating around, that you should be comfortable with the common name for these small ones. And for the rest of it, it's all IUPAC. So periodically, I do throw a common naming problem in, and I expect that you get on top of these sort of nice, easy ones.